called Veda Association. Hey Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam. In what way does the association of each of these categories of non-devotees, mundane moralists, religious relativists, and sentimental well-wishers, affect the consciousness of a devotee? That is the first question. In which way the association of non-devotees affect the consciousness of a devotee? So here, in question particular, there are three aspects of non-devotees. Mundane moralists, religious relativists, and sentimental well-wishers. So mundane moralists means people who consider the social norms, mundane morality to be priority in life. So definitely, how do they affect the consciousness of a devotee? And they affect the consciousness of a devotee as any other karmic association. The Vaishnava etiquette, the Vaishnava culture is to stay away from karma. Why? Because they are material desire. Whether it is gross material or subtle material, but material desire affects the consciousness of devotee. How? Sangat sanjayate karma. By association, we will also develop their desire. But by hearing from them, we will also be convinced in their fear. So, this is the power effect. Whatever, whoever it is, whatever kind of karma, whatever kind of material consciousness, it will influence us by association, by agitating, by hearing, by spending time with them, our consciousness will be influenced. So by mundane moralists, you will become mundane moralists. You will think of mundane morality more important than bhakti. Yeah? So it's like King Yudhishthir was considering that Krishna told him that tell that Ashwatthama is there. Yeah? And just to make him a little comfortable, they killed the elephant, Ashwatthama. Otherwise, why to kill elephant at all? No? If Krishna says, tell Ashwatthama is dead, then tell Ashwatthama is dead. That is the truth. This is right. That is the dharma. Do what Krishna says. This is the commission of dharma. Do what I say, Krishna says. And this is your dharma. How can you be wrong? No? But because Yudhishthira was attached to mundane morality, Bhima went to killing the elephant. And even after killing the elephant, still he was hesitating. He considered mundane morality more important than bhakti. So we will also be, that's the reason why his chariot fell down. So far, till then, Yudhishthira's chariot did not touch the ground. He was so much religious person. Not mundane person, not ordinary ordinary karma king. He was such a teacher in religious principles that, his chariot won't touch the ground. Maybe here, the devatas, they don't touch the ground. Now when they walk, they don't touch the ground. So he was living on the planet Earth and his chariot did not touch the ground. He didn't understand what a high class personality he was. But still, when he doubted Krishna's order, he was considered mundane morally. So he was not there. What is better, to tell what Krishna says or to tell the truth? But the truth is what Krishna said. And his speaking truth would be the greatest untruth. Would be from just mundane morality. He will consider it's more important to follow mundane morality, to be recognized by people at once who never told the truth. What is better, to be recognized by the devotee or one who never told the lie? So how can I tell them? How can I disobey Krishna's order? That's what devotee thinks. Not how can I tell lie or how can I tell the truth. Devotee thinks how to disobey Krishna's order. So this is the highest truth. So Monday, if you ask that if Monday moral is, then we will be in trouble in many ways. They will always say, no, you should act morally, you should. What they will tell us? They will tell us all nonsense. Don't disobey the parents. Even if parents tell you don't go to temple, don't go to temple. Guru, Mata, Guru, Pita. They'll preach to us. Huh? If anybody wants to join, which parents will have? Very rare are those parents who will allow you to join sometime, no? So according to Mangan moralists, if you hear from them, you will never join. No? A good person in society means what? Good karma. That's all. Just means earn money and be nice and don't tell the lie. And they think this is enough. But this is nothing. This will take you maybe to heavenly planet. If you can be good moralist in this body. But it's not good to hear from them, mundane morality. What do we care what is mundane morality? You know? What is our business? We don't consider mundane morality. You know? Oh, you should not worship Krishna. He's immoral. He's dancing in other men's wives. No? And young and married girls in the forest, in the middle of night, he's meeting them. So one should not worship Krishna. Worship Ram. This is mundane morality. They can't understand anything. What is matter? What is spirit? Who is Krishna? What are these pastimes? They cannot understand. So mundane morality is just another karma stuff. That's all. There are people in Satvagun consider mundane morality is our enjoyment. Yeah. We are honest, we are fruitful, we are good members of society. We shall go for green earth and we shall have biogas and we shall, you know, cut the food and blah 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 and yang 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 and all material everything. It has nothing to do with the bhakti. So why to hear from them? Second question is the same question but part two. Which way does the association of religious relativists affect consciousness of the world? Religious relativists, I do not know, my dear Surav Sharma, what do you mean exactly about? But I assume religious relativists, means consider all religion same, or trying to find some common in different religions, or what is, I don't know exactly what do you mean, religious relativists. No, relativists, not relative. Religious relativists. So consider all religion same, I assume. I don't know, he should define clearly what does he mean. So basically, what do we can say general principle, what do we think about other religions? So far we understood, Ramam Ekam, Dityam Nasti, God is one, there are no two gods. So religion is one. Hari Charana Dusha Taram Tanyasya Desham. How much is one absorbed in lotus feet of Hari? How much is one engaged in devotion? So it's degradation of the entity. So we understand it. But why all these so-called different religions exist? They exist because of their different level or capacity of surrender. The topmost religion is Charanagati. Bhakti, and anything less they are given different meaning. Religion is created by God. Dharma, Saksha, Bhagavad Pranita. Religion means serving God, loving God. Prabhupada. To love God, that is religion. When the Muslim says, we do not want to love God. When the Christian says, we do not want to love God. No, the religion says we want to love God. But we understand that the very principles explain in deep. The process of purification and the pure transcendental knowledge is given by Guru Parampara by which you can achieve actually that level of love of God. Whether in other religions some compromise is given or you may say incomplete part. So if we are all the time trying to find the well for devotee, it's not difficult to find the link between all the religions. He has no problem. He understands there is one religion. You serve God, that is religion. You love God, that is religion. And other thing is just how much you dedicate, how much you serve, how much you surrender, then this much you are close to God. So we understand that as they are faith in Sattva-gun, Raja-gun and Tamagun, therefore there are different religious scriptures, different religious instructions given for different people to surrender to God as much as they can in their condition. So, how do they affect our consciousness? Well, if you all the time trying to see good in every religion, good in religion, yes, it is. You serve God, no? I'm Christian, I'm Muslim, we are all good, we are all equal. But we are not all equal. You're killing anyone. Then how you are equal to the pure Vaishnava? You open up now, observing God, or engaging everything in Krishna service. So to see sentimentally, other religions doesn't help. To see them separately, I doesn't help either. Well, I'm Muslim, I'm Christian, Hindu. But what do you do for God? What do you follow? This is our question. Okay, you're Hindu. What do you follow? I eat, I drink, I watch TV. Okay, Hindu. And you are Christian. What do you do? I eat meat, I drink, I watch TV. And you are Muslim. What do you do? I eat meat, I drink, and I watch TV. Then what's the difference? I'm Hindu, Muslim, Christian, they have a sense of it, you know. I'm Muslim, I'm Hindu. But what's the point? Simply another upadhi, another designation. So what we should see? We should see that all creatures have the same principle. Surrender to God. And then, how much one surrenders, this much he has won. This is how we should see. So if you are hearing this, all these religions, you should respect your religion, you should, you know, they also worship God, and this is, yes, but we should understand what is the level, what is pure bhakti and what is mishra bhakti. That we should understand. No? We don't accept that there are many gods and many religions. No? God is one, religion is one, and how much one surrenders there is your day. So, how can these two gods? No? So, how I say gold is gold. There is no Muslim gold or Hindu gold. Oh, you are wearing Hindu earrings. By design. Gold is gold. So Prabhupada says, gold is gold. There's no my gold, your gold. Prabhupada's son comes in the morning. He will tell, today I am shining only for Muslims. No. Gold is gold and is equal to all. So how much is surrender? So this is how we see other things. And if we go on hearing them, see, we should have nice relationship with other religions. If you have nice relationship with other religions, that you try to engage him in devotional service. We have the highest principle given by Guru Parampara, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by Srila Prabhupada. So we should try to explain to them, preach to them and give them that principle. Srila Prabhupada went to the St. Francis College, the monastery in Australia, and he gave lecture on Srimad Bhagavatam. Svaipam Champara Dharma Yatur Bhaktira Dokshish Ahayutati Apratirata Yayatman Suprasirati. He explained principle what is pure bhakti. And they were in bliss. They were very much appreciated. They are very much appreciated and neglected. If somebody is honest in worship of God, then actually he will appreciate teachings of pure bhakti. Nothing for the self, everything for the Lord. The all consciousness is, I'm not enjoyed, Lord is enjoyed, I'm servant of Lord. If somebody is honest in religion, he will very much appreciate. But just to mingle with them and, you know, to be recognized as yet another religion, this is not our business. This interfaith meeting means we come there and preach. Otherwise we don't mingle there. What are you going to sit with me, Peter, and say we are all one, we are all same, we are all equal? That's our business. We come to tell them the truth. We have the truth. So our business is to expose them to the hearing of the truth. Then just be nice to them, be nice to them. If you're nice to them and you don't tell the higher principles of religion, basically you are just cheated. You are just cheating others by propagating, yes, we are all equal. Any religion you take, you will achieve the same goal. You won't. In principle, yes. Srila Prabhupada says, if you can get love of God through the Bible, get it. If you can get through Quran, get it. Prabhupada gives the example of PhD. You get it in London or you get it in Delhi. What does it matter? When they ask you for jobs, they will ask you, do you have a degree? PhD, yes. But that's it. So if you get love of God from Quran or from Bible, if you get love of God, you have love of God. No? But when they ask Prabhupada, do you think your movement is the only one to take you to lead one to the self-realization or God-realization? Prabhupada said, yes. Why? Because these other people don't teach properly. They don't teach, they don't follow. They don't follow what is written in the scriptures. And they don't have details and particular special guidance like we have. We have guidance of Sankhya Dharma, pure devotees. We have guidance of Shastras, Guru Sadhu Shastras. And there is themselves, I can't follow them. So, Srila Prabhupada said that in that sense, countless people are taking to Krishna consciousness and not to Christianity, because the leaders of Christianity, they fail to guide them. They fail to show them by example. They fail to philosophically convince them, and they fail to, by their own example and duty, to convince them. Therefore there is a difference. So somebody says, shall I continue following Christianity? Yes, Prabhupada sometimes encourages. Yes, if I don't encourage them, they will consider me a sectarian. But still, he teaches high principles. It's not a Muslim, Christian, Hindu. These things do not exist. I'm still giving father. And Krishna is father of all, not of Hindus only. I'm God of Hindus. I'm still giving father of all living entities. So this is the, so we should first understand, there are no many religions. So do you feel God or you don't feel God? What, how much you feel God, this much gradation is there. So all this religious relativists who consider all religions same, they don't have insufficient knowledge. There is pure bhakti and there is mishra bhakti. And there is also irreligion, considering the name of religion, killing and fanatism. I Muslim will kill everyone who does not accept Allah. How did you accept Allah? By killing others. The word is that written. Yeah. So all these misunderstandings in the name of religion should be actually in the visible position. We should have offered books and we study them. We should understand the principle. I am servant of God. Everything is meant for His pleasure. How high to be? I serve Lord without any motivation, apetitada means. All time lessons will do without any interruption. This is the definition of your body. So if the answer to this, people will get confused, the answer will become influenced by this thing. And we just encourage them and treat other people who follow them that yes, you see, even they recognize our religion, so, you know, we should continue in our ignorance. Most of the religions just ignorant. Most of them just sentimentalist. Just sentimentalist. They know philosophical understanding what they are. Neither Muslim, neither Christian, neither Buddhist, neither Jewish, neither nobody. Who has proper philosophical understanding? No understanding of soul, what to speak of God. So how can we encourage them to follow? How we can find the same language? How? Let them hear. Let us preach to them. Let us tell them what we got from Srila Prabhupada. No? And we are the best too. ISKCON is multi-national background society. Multi-religious. We are all coming from different backgrounds, different religious, different material status. We find the truth in Srila Prabhupada's books, and we can live together peacefully in harmony and understand. After reading Gita, Bible makes more sense than before reading Gita, you know. But then, even then, so much unclear sentence, so many interpolations. I'm not sure anybody can get love of God simply by reading the Bible. There are those definitely they were in the past few devotees, friendly persons all over the world in different, coming out from different religious backgrounds, but very difficult. We have sufficient guidance and still it's difficult. Huh? What is their hope? What is their hope? So we assume religious relativists means that all religions are one. Then you should not understand. There is one religion. Not all religions are one. There is one religion and there is gradation of such according to one's capacity of surrender. So there are higher religious principles and lower religious principles. So how much you want to surrender? This much Lord reciprocity. If you want to kill animals, then you are preaching philosophy of animals have no soul. You can't explain philosophically what is different between human behavior and animal behavior. Like, for instance, in the human, and life symptoms in animal are similar, and you claim one has a soul, another has a soul. Just that you can eat them and feel no guilt, that I did not kill soul because the soul does not exist in animals. No? So who will follow this foolish philosophy? No? All the people who have material desire, they are trying to justify this by Christian philosophy. And the third group of the non-devotees whose association are full of sentimental well-wishers. Sentimental well-wishers. So who could be sentimental well-wishers? Any of our friends, our relatives, I assume, who better for you to go to college, practice bhakti, but not too much. No? Good to go to temple, but still, this sannyas path is very difficult, better get married. No? So sentimental won't help. You should understand what is the goal of life. What is the purpose of human life? Just like that Srila Prabhupada gives the example of two brothers. One had a diary and another brother, he asked all the brothers, please can you make something for me, I'm so hungry. So we make parodas, which are very heavy to digest. So out of love for his brother, he made parodas, and the boy almost died. So mother came and started beating. Beating. So they, why are you beating? He almost killed the brother. So mother also beating out of love. No? Out of love for her son, she's also beating. So you have love and sentiment for your brother, but you almost kill him because you are in ignorance. So people who are well wishers but they are sentimentalists, you know, they don't know really philosophy. They may harm us with their goodwill. Goodwill is not good enough. Knowledge must be there. Otherwise how they will help? They do not know what is good, what is bad. So we can hear our parents. Our parents who are not devotees. No? We can't hear them. I think it's good for you not to join temple. I think it's good for you to go to college. I think it's good for you. If you are, get married. This is good for you. Huh? But what is good for us is to surrender to Krishna, to serve Krishna, to finish off this lifetime. No? That is good for us. But they do not know. So how they can help? I don't know who is in ignorance, how he can help. No? Srila Prabhupada gave another example. Somebody's hands and legs are tied with rope. How he can help others? He himself cannot help himself. So somebody who is free has to come and deliver. That is Guru. So once we receive knowledge from Guru Krishna, then this is our authority. So we should not follow sentimental. Oh, this is my relative, this is my mother, this is my father. How many mothers, how many fathers have been left? Have to listen. Guru Mata, Guru Pita. That is first to listen. Yes, they listen then if they are devoted. No? Then Prahlad Maharaj listened here in Hiranyakashipu. Oh, he disobeyed very principles, Guru Mata, Guru Pita. No. He subject Vaishnava principles. Asa Sangha Tyag, Ehi Vaishnava Ashad. He gave up non-association of non-devotees. He didn't want to hear. Hiranyakashipu for something. Better for you to be materialistic person, learn economy, learn business, learn politics, learn how to rule, learn how to earn money, no? So, every day they will ask you, children, what did you learn today in school? Huh? Every day they ask you. So, Hiranyakashipu also asked for, what did you learn? Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Parasuram, Vaishnavam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Satyam, Atmani, Atmani. This is the real thing. This is what we have to learn. So what will happen with... He was his well-wisher, no? Father, love son, best teacher, best school. Similarly, our devotees also, they love their children, but if they don't understand what is bhakti, what is good for us, what is shreya, what is beneficial for us, they just calm their children, put my children in best school, they get best job, they get best salary, they get the best donation for temple. Leave it, forget your donation, save the soul, you will love the boy, simply sending me in karmi association, you know, depriving him from right to serve Krishna. in current position of service to Sri Krishna, and you are doing anything else, you are attracting anything else to service of Krishna, you are doing violence, ignorance, wanton, sentimentalism, wanton. So these all sentimentalism, well wishes, we should not hear from them. We should preach to them. They do not know. They are their lovers, mother, father, their lovers, must be all attention. Out of love, they will harm us. So we should read Prabhupada's books, we should be situated in our mission, we should know what is what. And it will not be sentimental. If we become pure devotees, if we serve Krishna, then they will get the river. They will be the river. This is from Sri Krishna. The generations of relatives will be delivered. Example is Dhruva Maharaj's mother. Dhruva Maharaj went home back to Godhead. He said, no, I'm not going without mother. Where is my mother? So Vishnu will touch her. Yes, she is. Here she is, in the next verse there. Dhruva. So we should benefit all these people, not hear from them. We should hear from Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra, from devotees, and preach to others.